Facebook stock opened higher this morning after weeks of controversies shaved nearly $100 billion in market value off the company. The rebound came after CEO Mark Zuckerberg said Facebook has not seen a change in users or advertisers despite more privacy revelations. Yesterday, the company said malicious actors took advantage of search tools, which allowed them to collect personal information on most of Facebook's 2 billion users. Now, that's separate from the news that the political firm Cambridge Analytica gathered data on even more people than originally thought. It's now up to 87 million. Let's bring in Ina Fried, chief technology correspondent for Axios. Hi, Ina.
Hi, Peter.
So let's start by explaining what Facebook said about these malicious actors who've been able to scrape information from almost every one of its users. What do we know about that?
So basically what they've determined is that people were able to do searches in bulk and find – now, this is public information, so anything that on Facebook you've marked as public. So not the stuff you've said, only my friends, but anything that you've marked as public – they were able to get by searching for a user, every user basically, and then downloading that information.
Who was it? And do we know what they might have wanted to do with it?
They didn't say. You know, I think it was probably a lot of people over time. They put in some limits, but people found a way to get around those limits. So they didn't go into who. But, you know, I would just assume anything that you made public – you know, is in the hands of a variety of people.
Yeah, so another blow there for the company. Facebook says it's disabled that search function. Zuckerberg also said Facebook will offer more privacy controls like the ones that will soon be required in Europe. What's that going to look like?
So Europe has a law, and this affects everyone on the internet, going into effect in May, that's called GDPR. And what it's going to let people in Europe do, and Facebook saying they're going to basically make this available globally, is you can see what a service knows about you. You can delete that history. You can download it. So basically, it's making that information available broadly. Whatever a service knows about you, you can see. So that's powerful information to know.
Zuckerberg's going to go before Congress next week. He's going to talk to lawmakers. It's going to make a ton of news. The whole country will probably be watching it in one form or another, probably on Facebook. What do you expect from Mark Zuckerberg when he goes before Congress?
Well, I think we got a preview yesterday. He talked to reporters for about an hour and was pretty candid. I mean, we asked all kinds of questions and he basically answered every one. I think the big difference next week is Congress will be a lot tougher and probably not let him complete his answers. I think you're going to hear a lot of questions about why they didn't do more sooner. I think from Facebook and from Mark Zuckerberg, you're going to hear we should have, you know, in retrospect and, you know, going forward, because that's been their tone in general, is to not defend what they did in the past, but just say they know more now. I think we'll hear that a lot. I think we'll hear that trust is important to them. I think specifics are the key. What are they actually changing is my big question.
Yeah, Zuckerberg was also asked yesterday by reporters whether or not he should stay with the company. What kind of pressure is he facing and how did he respond to that?
I mean, he said that he's the right person for the job. I think he's actually facing very little pressure. He has voting control of the company. I think, truth be told, you know, there probably isn't anyone equipped to run it in the same way that he does. He's the vision. He also took accountability. He said, look, you know, they also asked, you know, has anyone been fired over this? And he's like, no, look, I'm responsible. I'm not going to throw somebody under the bus for what's ultimately my job. So he's not going anywhere, but he's also not blaming anyone else.
It was also a little surprising to hear him say that the company has not seen a meaningful impact on the way that people are using Facebook or the way that advertisers are buying. We had seen at least a social media movement that people were deleting their Facebook accounts, but he's now saying it sounds like that not much of an impact there. I mean, what does that tell you?
I mean, it tells me that people say they're going to do things a lot more than they do. We saw people saying they were going to delete Facebook. That's different than actually doing it.
Yeah.
I think the interesting contrast here is between delete Uber that started, you know, in the wake of actually it was a travel ban thing that initially prompted the first delete Uber, not all the privacy stuff. And, you know, people had a ready alternative in Lyft, so they could delete Uber and use Lyft. With Facebook, there's no comparable alternative. So you're really saying, I'm going to not use this broad social media. if you decide to do that. And I think most people aren't prepared to do that. I will say the question is, does usage go down? So not do people actually delete their accounts, but do people use the service less? I think that's the real consumer risk here, is not so much that people are going to give up Facebook entirely, but that they're going to share less, spend less time on the service.
All right. Ina Fried, Chief Technology Correspondent for Axios. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Peter.